Can you guys tell me your name, spelling, and position?
I'm Jesse Podell, J-E-S-S-E, P-O-D-E-L-L. I'm producer of Tech Day.
Alec Hartman, A-L-E-C-H-A-R-T-M-A-N, founder and producer of Tech Day as well.
So tell me, what made you guys bring this to New York? What started this?
Well, listen, we started it 3 years ago, as you know.
Yeah.
The tech scene was just totally different, right? It was a lot of companies just getting started, not really sure how to navigate the corporate world, not really sure how to navigate New York, and so first came up with it. It was really about how can I scratch my own itch and how can I get people together so that I can help them improve, you know, help them improve hiring and finding talent, help them improve getting access to press and investors, and just helping them find early adopters that could test and validate their product and help them make sure they're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the inspiration, those three core tenets, and it helped a lot of companies. It was awesome, and we got an overwhelming support and more people than we expected, and then we continued to grow from there, and we're really fortunate today because, you know, today we're helping 415 exhibitors, and we're also helping, it's amazing, right? We're also helping over 12,000 attendees who are coming from all different backgrounds, from all different verticals, from all different types of jobs, and it's been really amazing to just see them come in and experience tech, even if they're not familiar with it, and to just have an amazing time and really get their feet wet into a new type of industry that the city's, you know, that's blossoming in the city.
And for you?
For me, can you repeat the question then? I sort of got lost in his answer.
Well, tell me, how did you guys get together?
So I had a Wall Street background, and I sort of had it with Wall Street and decided that I wanted to make a change. And I met Alec through a friend. Alec's also a very talented developer.
Mm-hmm.
And together, he helped me build a company called Trade Embark, which is a social news aggregator for finance people, for people who invest in stocks, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, we built it. I exhibited here. I fell in love with the event. I have connections that I made at this event that I still have to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we met, and then, you know, I came on to help him run the event and our other business, which is called Dev Shop,
mm-hmm.
which is a boutique software consulting biz.
When I walked in, I was amazed, because the first year, I don't remember the exact location, but it was like in an auditorium.
It was in the Lexington Armory. It was way smaller, maybe a third the size.
Right, and it was a really cool idea. I loved going around. Back then, a lot of people were, I remember a lot of food stuff. Like I said, I'm a huge foodie.
Yeah, we can talk about food if you want.
Yes.
Did you like the food?
We're all hungry enough to talk about that, right?
It was good?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, I didn't have anything today. I had some snacks up here.
Okay.
Oh, thank you guys for providing that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
pleasure.
What made you guys switch to this location?
We had too many people. So the Lexington Armory is about 26,000 square feet. This is about 80,000 or so. So we needed the space.
Yeah.
I think we still probably didn't have enough space.
That's true.
We were reprimanded a little bit for having too many people in here, I think. So, you know, we definitely need the space for everyone who came in.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big impetus for the switch.
So it's going to be somewhere else maybe next year?
Listen, I have no idea. I don't know what we're going
to
do.
We're just trying to get through today.
Right.
One day at a time.
Do you think in the future it's going to be a bigger, like a longer event, maybe Tech Week or something?
I think they have a Tech Week, but listen, I mean, just like every startup, we're driven by our users and the people who want us to help them, right? Like, this is about the startups here, and, you know, we'll take a look at their needs, we'll take a look at their feedback, and we'll grow based on how they need us to grow.
What's the most exciting thing about today is that, you know, anything can happen after today for us, and, you know, we just want to savor the moment and also savor the possibility that, like, something really cool could come of this that we never even thought of before. And I think that's the beauty of this event and ours, which is a startup in itself, and all the folks in that room, right? We're all in the same collective energy. I really want to, we don't know. I can't tell you, oh, well, this is going to happen, you know, after today. But we do know that we're beyond happy with what happened in this room today.
So what are your top three favorites from today?
So, they're like, these are our babies.
Yeah, it's very hard to choose amongst children, right? If you were to draw that analogy. these companies are amazing. And the ones that started today, because there are a bunch that launched today, and the ones that, you know, have been in business for years, they're all amazing companies offering a ridiculous number of jobs. I don't know if you know this, but 415 exhibitors here, over 1,000 available positions between them.
Wow.
Which is crazy numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all doing amazing things for the city, and they're all really great companies.
Yeah.
I would highlight that we, you know, we had a number of, we had awards, right?
Yes.
We didn't really talk about that enough today.
Right, yeah, we did.
But we have some great award winners that were by a committee of people in the tech ecosystem around us, other startup founders, things like that. Some of the awards that kind of stood out to me were Kimi, which was provided today for best hardware. Hardware is always fun. People can touch it, feel it. You know, again, it's something that, can help them with their daily life. And Adaptly was really cool. We gave that award out at the pre-party. I think I missed you there. We got to get you there next year.
Please do.
Admittedly, which is a really cool education app. We gave out a green award today by the Attorney General.
I saw.
Yeah, and then we had Comptroller Stringer, who gave the FinTech Award. I mean, I'm so proud of the companies that won awards, but there are so many outstanding companies. We just had a blast.
Do you guys find yourselves shopping around here too? Do you use any of these apps?
A lot of them.
Oh, we use a tremendous.
Remember, we're a technology firm first. You know, no matter what, this is all driven by technology. If it wasn't for our aptitude as a team to design quickly, to move quickly on code, to like actually get things out there to help make this possible, we would just be bogged down by third-party software and whatever. So, yeah, we use a lot of the nerdy stuff in this room. And on a personal level, I use a lot of the non-nerdy stuff in this room. I mean, there's big companies here. You have Uber and Gilt and ZocDoc and, like, you have big ones. And the small ones, I like to try those just like everybody else. I mean, I haven't in the last 6 weeks. I'm not going to lie. I've been a little busy. But
I'm sure it's putting this together.
However, there's a lot in this room that I cannot wait to try.
Yeah.
Just hearing a lot of excitement around a lot of them.
It was nice to be reminded that, you know, this is a tech, like, this is a tech day. This is all about technology. Because some of the bigger companies, one of the first things they would say, it's like, well, we're here to represent that we still are tech.
Yes.
Or like Gilt or like Uber.
Yes.
Like, you know, services that we use all the time, but we don't really, I guess, put in technology with it. We don't put it in the same category.
So
it was
well
nice
put.
That people came back just to remind
keep it real.
People. Yeah.
We keep it real. I mean, listen, they're going to nerd out with us.
I love being a nerd.
yeah, we do too. And there's a lot of nerds in this room. And there's a lot of people kind of softening because they have a better understanding. I think events like these are very important. They help people understand that, like, people's differences. Like, you have a career that, you know, you wear a hoodie to work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're something else. You know, in New York City, where financial services is the biggest industry, there's a lot of misconceptions, there's a lot of, you know, people don't really get it. So it's really fun getting people in the room who just, you know, who maybe didn't realize that this community existed.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome having you guys here. I'm so glad I came back for another year, and I look forward.
Yeah, oh, I'm so happy that
third time's a charm.
3 years, that's amazing.
Yes,
really.
Yes, I'm glad I ran into you guys.
Yeah, man. How's things on your end?
Good. Well, let me tell you a little about my side and what I do. I used to work in news. I was with CBS for a really long time, and I did international entertainment and news before that. So I branched off about a year ago and started my own online magazine. And I promote a lot of startups, a lot of new technology. I do a lot of food, fashion, travel, inspirational pieces and good advice. Things that will make your life better, such as this event.
Yeah.
Coming here, you can pretty much find anything you need.
Right.
From, like, groceries, there's Meet the Chef. Like, that was awesome. They
deliver,
like, fresh produce to, like, something, I don't know, like, for your dog or for your car, like...
I mean, there's everything here to helping you find a place to rent, you know, organizing.
Yeah.
I mean, just
finding the perfect roommate. There's like an app for that now.
It's just amazing. We're really, really, really fortunate to be around all these cool companies who are just changing how our lives are going to work, right?
And it sounds like it all just started because you wanted to help. You found a
yeah, well, we need to scratch our own itch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a talent drought just like everyone else. We have, you know, we want to get in front of lots of people and figure out how we could do things better.
Yeah.
These companies, you know, they all want to, I mean, they all want to be companies, not just, you know, tech startups. They want to get to the next level and really branch out and really grow themselves as companies. And I think that's what, you know, we're really helping them to be, you know, we're really being instrumental in helping them do. And
right.
That's kind of cool.
And the power of the word of mouth is by far still the best in the business. So over here, you get to, I mean, these startups, they get to meet other startups, and they get to kind of, like, get familiar with what else is out there and tell their other friends, well, you know.
Thank God for Twitter.
Yeah.
We love Twitter. I mean,
yeah.
There are more mentions of this event than, like, I cannot wait to sift through them and, like,
it's like a month-long activity.
It is,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I want to go after all the companies that weren't here and say, I love you. Why weren't you here? Come back next year. You'd make it so much cooler.
How do you guys go through the process of picking who gets a booth here? Or does it just...
If you're a tech startup, you're a legit company, we want you here. Truly.
We vet a lot of companies. We have a lot of disclaimers on our website about, you know, we need you to be a tech startup and you need to meet these criteria, you know, just to make sure that we get the type of people we can help the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not service providers, right?
And generally not service providers. Service providers are good to sponsor and to help, you know, put on the event. And, you know, they do a great job, and we have 20 really awesome sponsors. So I don't know if you got the chance to meet, but they're really
cool. Yeah,
really,
I mean,
different.
Some of them from traditional, like traditional corporate culture, all the way to just new age and learning and education. It's just amazing.
Oh, wow.
We're super excited about it.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well,
thank
you guys
so much.
I think we've got to get ready to break down everything.
Oh my lord!
Isn't that crazy?
Let's go talk to security.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. You wanted to say.
Sure, it's Alec, A-L-E-C, at N-Y-T-E-C-H-D-A-Y, nytechday.com, and Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at nytechday.com.
Thank you.
Be sure to tweet your article out and hashtag NYTD.
And got
that's
that.
How we'll